Christian deception. No one is immune to deception. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Matthew 24:4. This statement by our Lord was made as a preface to his answering the following question from his disciples. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world or this age? Matthew 24:3. Christians who are knowledgeable about the end of the age are pretty much convinced that we are there based on the technological possibilities along with the spread of socialism and globalism. Those Christians ignorant of end of the age prophecy likely do not believe we're at the end of the age, and so they're easy prey to deceivers. It is highly unlikely that any unbeliever is aware of the end of age prophecy, and as a result, they're oblivious of the deception associated with this time period. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. 2 Timothy 3:13. First of all, we need to understand what an evil man and a seducer is. I'm sure you already have an idea on both fronts. Many people picture Satan with horns, tail, red suit, and a pitchfork. Not so. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11:14. What is an angel of light? It is any person who claims that they are trying to help you by telling you the truth. This is always the pitch that a deceiver uses. Well, if they look like an angel and what they say sounds like truth, then how do I know they are a deceiver? Your word is truth, John 17:17b, the Bible, the Word of God. If what a person is pitching does not agree with the Word of God, it's a lie. Such a person is an evil seducer. The person pitching the lie may or may not be aware it's a lie. They may be sincere, they may be educated, they may be respectable, they may have influence, they may be powerful. But anyone pitching a lie is being used by Satan. You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. John 8:44. Jesus spoke these words because the Jews were rejecting him as the Son of God, the embodiment of truth. Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? He's Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. 1 John 2:22. There we have it. Anyone who denies that Jesus is the Son of God is a liar. Let me repeat that. Anyone who denies that Jesus is the Son of God is a liar. Many Christians have supported and voted for unbelievers. In so doing, they were supporting liars who, in fact, are children of Satan. It is a major deception to believe that a liar, a child of Satan, can be trusted. How many Christians have done so? Millions. So what makes any Christian think that they are not deceived on other fronts? Delusion. Each person makes a willful decision to trust. How many times and in how many ways do we trust unbelievers? Every time we do so, we're acting from a place of deception. That is a fact. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good, 1 Thessalonians 5:21. In this passage, along with the others cited above, we see that deception is rampant. Millions of people can't be wrong is a saying we used to swallow lies. The fact is, millions of people are wrong. Truth is not defined by popularity or by the number of people who believe it. As quoted above, the Word of God is truth. Jesus warned his disciples to take heed that they be not deceived. He was talking to believers. If his disciples were vulnerable to deception, so are believers today. How do we take heed? We must test everything in our lives and only accept the good. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. The fact is that the level of deception in the Christian community is higher than any of us realize. It has resulted in the kingdom not growing as it should, while Satan enlarged hell with the souls of those he has deceived. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. James 4:8. The sinners are unbelievers. The double-minded are believers who have compromised the truth, mixing it with lies. Because you say, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and know not that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, Revelation 3:17. In the above verse, Jesus is diagnosing the problem with Christians. He said, I counsel you to buy of me gold, tried in the fire, that you may be rich, and white raiment that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness do not appear. And anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. Revelation 3:18. In the above verse, Jesus is telling us the solution to our problem. The gold is faith, and the white raiment is the righteousness of Christ. The eye salve is the truth, which clears away deception. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you, because you've left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you are fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto you quickly and will remove your candlestick out of his place, except you repent. Revelation 2, 4 and 5. In the above passage, Jesus is exhorting us to return to the foundation of Christianity, faith, righteousness, and truth. Faith comes from hearing the Word of God, the truth. Righteousness comes by faith. Hence, truth is supreme, the written Word and the incarnate Word. Will we sleep the sleep of death, or will we be awake to righteousness through the knowledge of God? 1 Corinthians 15:34.